The general manager, Ross Atkins, is with us. Hello, Mr. Atkins. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bob? How's
Good.
It going today?
We're doing fine. The decision to set the rotation in the fashion that it was set obviously took a little time, a lot of consideration. It is not unexpected at all. It is exactly the rotation I expected you guys to come up with, and I think most people expected you to come up with. Tell me about the process and the things that went into this decision.
Yeah, you know, every decision we make, there is going to be a group of people and a series of meetings, a series of discussions that, depending on how much time we have, that we will use different information that, you know, the subjective opinions of our coaches, opinions of pro scouts and evaluators, obviously people in baseball operations, any objective information we can use that could be trends, could be matchups, could be, just a overall effectiveness, we'll factor in. And then, you know, after we come to what we think is the best thing moving forward, we consider all of our alternatives and make sure that that is, in fact, what we feel is best. So, really, because we're in the situation that we're in, we really have some good options. We have five starting pitchers that we feel we could go to and feel very good about them on any given day. So one of them will more than likely be pitching out of the bullpen. That could change depending on how things go, and that would be Liriano. So with the other four, it is how things were set up previously and really just made sense for us to for the most part, with Estrada and Happ, it really just made sense for keeping things consistent and then managing workloads and also factoring in where guys would be pitching fly ball versus ground ball. So, there was a lot of things that went into it, and this just seemed to make the most sense going forward. And I think most importantly is that given our rotation and given how well those guys have performed all year, we had some very good alternatives.
Obviously, a great deal of the discussion for Bob and I and for baseball fans in Toronto in general revolves around Aaron Sanchez and his use and, of course, the ongoing discussion over his innings. I'm going to ask you bluntly, did management instruct John Gibbons to say we do not want him starting more than one game in this series?
No, not at all. It was we included Aaron in the process as well. We were, again, it was a similar process, different pieces of information and different inputs, but we were unanimous or united in that on that front.
Well, one of the things that I had suggested, to be honest, Ross, is that it made more sense to me. I understood the fly ball, ground ball situation is one that I identified as well, and I think that you make the right call. Stroman is a better pitcher at the Rogers Center than he is on the road as a general rule of thumb. That makes sense to have him in games three or four. What I thought was probably a better solution here, potentially, was Sanchez 3 and Stroman 4, giving you the option of going back to Sanchez in game 7. And bluntly, with a 15-2 record, the best ERA among starting pitchers in the American League, I thought the only obstacle there, potentially, was concern about innings. And I think I've never shared the assessment that there's concern about innings, so I'm not going to start now. Tell me, what was the point in making that portion of the decision? Happ and Estrada, we get. Sanchez and Stroman is the part that is not controversial, because you're right. Anybody could start.
Yep.
What was the key factor? Was it innings pitched? Was that something that weighed heavily on your decision-making?
I think it's all of the variables that it's not just innings pitched, but innings pitched factored in for all of them as we made each decision. But it's just overall workload and where they are in their careers and how they got there. So, definitely not going to run from it. the overall workload has been something we've talked about all year for Aaron Sanchez. And what we've tried to do is manage that the best we can while giving our team the best chance to win. And part of it isn't just Aaron Sanchez's future. It's the Toronto Blue Jays in 2016. What gives us the best chance to be competitive? So, you know, there's thresholds that are, you know, you're going to try to stay away from if you can. And I think what we've done over the course of the year is just tried to be proactive while being flexible and adjusting, giving the information that we have. And we're really fortunate to be in the situation that we have this problem. You know, I think if we would have been talking in spring training, we said you're going to have to only start Aaron Sanchez one time through the ALCS, I think any fan in Toronto or in Canada would have signed up for that, given the starting point and how much he had pitched the year before.
We've all been around baseball long enough to understand that when it comes to Game 7 in the postseason, the general philosophy is all hands on deck. And almost anybody is starters, relievers, anybody is if you can pitch, you might pitch in a Game 7. Is that the case with Aaron Sanchez, and did that factor in?
You know, I think it didn't as much factor into our decision-making because, again, we're trying to put the starters in the best possible position to, you know, really have the best turn. But at the same time, you're absolutely right. You know, I don't think there's a person in this clubhouse or a member of the Toronto organization that's not going to consider every alternative if it comes down to that last game.
We've been getting updates all week on Francisco Liriano and Devin Travis. Is there another update you can give us today and anything that you're doing with your roster ahead of game one?
Yeah, so he threw a bullpen today, feels great. He has really had no setbacks, so we're extremely optimistic that he should be fine. He's not eligible for the first game.
Right.
This is Liriano, obviously, you're talking about. Has he faced any live bats?
Not since he threw in Texas, no.
Okay.
But he threw a bullpen today. It feels great. He's
okay. You
know, back to 100% health. We'll obviously make sure that's still the case tomorrow before we set our rosters, but feel very good about him. And then have a couple of difficult decisions to make on how we, you know, make the best use of those last two spots.
Who will make who would make the decision on Liriano's ability to participate effective game two? Is it your decision solely? Is it the doctor's decision? Does Major League Baseball have a role in this given the concussion protocol? Who makes the call?
Well, at this point, it's in our hands as long as he doesn't have another setback.
Okay.
So, you know, he's cleared to perform as long as he is not feeling any symptoms or there's nothing reoccurring. So, It's in our hands. However, he's not eligible for the first game of the ALCS, which I'm sure you're
right.
Up to speed
we're aware.
On.
Yeah, right.
You know, so does that answer your question?
Yeah. Well, no. Perfect.
And Devin Travis.
Yeah, Devin feels great today. You know, we had him on the bases yesterday. He was hitting. He was running hard. He took ground balls at second. He was turning double plays. Looked great. So really encouraged. He was out on the field again today. Recovered well today from that. So. Extremely optimistic about him being in the starting lineup.
I was going to say, it's unusual to have this many for a baseball player, any baseball player, to have this many days off between games. And there's been a lot of discussion over what happens to teams when they get days off. Does it kill their momentum? Does it hurt offense? Does it hurt pitching? What have you guys tried to do in the last couple of days to overcome any possible negative effects of this, I think you'd agree, unusual layoff?
Yeah, well, you know, there's a benefit to it as well. And we have a more veteran team, as you know, that's been talked about, you know, with the age of our roster and the experience of our roster. So, you know, there's also a benefit to the rest. And I think it's well-earned, especially by guys like Thulo and JD and Russ, who have just been absolutely, and Edwin and Devin Travis. I mean, these guys, you know, played every day for a long stretch, barring injury. Some played through injuries. And, you know, that spell, that rest, they are definitely going to benefit from. Fortunately, their experiences, I think, will also help them get back up to speed in a hurry. And I think they are all routine-oriented individuals that have done a very good job to keep everything but the actual game constant. So they've been working every day. They've been getting their work in, getting their reps in, sticking to their treatment plans, and taking care of everything they can control to make sure that when they do have to get back up to game speed, they can do that as effectively as possible. But, you know, we have created some simulated games for some of our players, but not all of them, because we did want some to benefit from the rest.
With Ross Atkins, the Blue Jays general manager. You and Shapiro come over from Cleveland. You are not dismissed by the Cleveland Indians. And I say that only because I think the attitude would be different. I know it would be for me. Somebody fires me, I'm going to be pissed, and I want to get back at them. So, but that isn't what happened. You left voluntarily, essentially, to come to Toronto. And now you get this matchup. How conflicted are you in, you work for the Toronto Blue Jays, you want the Toronto Blue Jays to win. Is this a matchup you would have preferred? Or honestly, would it have been a lot easier if it had been the Boston Red Sox? And I mean easier on you and Shapiro.
No, you know, really, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think about that much at all. There are obvious relationships that Mark and I have in Cleveland that when you work somewhere for as long as I was here for 20 years and Mark was in Cleveland for 23 or 24. So you're going to have relationships.
Of course.
That is the only challenging part. And really all it is just time. Our days will be a little bit fuller when we're in Cleveland because we'll see more people that we know. But other than that, our desire to win, our competitiveness is the exact same as it would be if we were playing the Boston Red Sox. So, I really wish that I could tell you there is more to it than that, but I feel the exact same when I wake up, other than I bump into a few more people when I'm walking down the hall.
Yeah, that you know.
That I know.
Because of your history with the two of you really building the nucleus of that team, is there any advantage? Is there anything you can impart or have imparted to players, coaching staff, advanced scouts, anybody to say, I know these guys and this is what here is something we might be able to exploit. Is there anything to that?
Yeah, we'll certainly try. we'll certainly try. But I'll tell you, every team, and we are one of them as well, that I'm aware of, spends a lot of money and time and energy in advanced scouting and understanding your opponent. So that's much more powerful than any insight that I can share into what motivates a player, into what their approach or history is. Because, the things that I can share are, much, much more subjective. And they're only reinforcing all of the hard work that our scouts have done. But we'll try, any insight that, we've learned about how they approach certain situations, how they approach certain pitchers, certain types of pitchers, what their strategies are. Yeah, that's, part of baseball and part of competing. And, there's people that are changing clubhouses all the time. So that happens across baseball.
We have a pretty good understanding of Mark's role when he was in Cleveland for that long period of time that you mentioned. Is there a part of this current Cleveland team that you look towards with some pride, saying that was something that I was really involved in and I'm pleased how well it turned out? Any particular element about this Cleveland team?
Nah, it's the collective, and there's never one person that, that has more say or more. Well, that's true. Or not true. I guess there is sometimes when that occurs, but it's, it was where I worked for a long time. And again, there are relationships that I had and there's people that are still a part of the Cleveland Indians organization that I still have relationships with, but there's nothing that I'm looking to other than potentially, the environment and culture that we were a part of creating.
In conclusion, before we let you go, just to update the audience, somebody that may be tuning in at this point, you would expect Liriano to be ready for game two and Travis to be ready for the opener tomorrow night. That's how
that's
it looks.
Correct. That's our expectation.
We wish you good luck, and with any kind of good fortune, we'll maybe give you a call before the World Series. We thank you very
That'd
much for
awesome.
Your time tonight.
All right, Bob and Damian, thanks for having me on.